And our live guest in the studio joining us this morning is Jessica Baker, and she's from Goat Yoga of Missouri.
Good morning.
I'm so excited to have you in this morning. I've been thinking about this for a while. I saw it on Facebook about the Goat Yoga. First off, just tell everybody a little bit about yourself, if you will.
Well, thanks for having me, first of all. My name's Jessica, and I'm born and raised here in mid-Missouri. I'm from Columbia. I work at the University of Missouri System in Human Resources, and I've got a husband and two kids at home, two little ones, and I started doing goat yoga. Last fall, we started thinking about it, and then had our first classes about a month ago, and it's been a really exciting project.
Have you had good response with the goat yoga classes since you've got them started?
Yeah, it's so funny. I've, you know, run into people randomly, or when I go to the bank, for example, I had someone say, "Hey, goat yoga, I saw that on Facebook," or I have a friend that went to a class. So it seems like it's really getting a little bit of buzz, which is really exciting. And I wouldn't say unexpected, but I really thought people would be really excited to hear about something like this in mid-Missouri. It's really popular out on the coasts. There's a lot of locations around the country, but not really an established farm or yoga studio per se here in Missouri or mid-Missouri. So it's really cool to bring something like this that's really popular to mid-Missouri.
Kind of an innovative thing here in Missouri going on right now. I'm interested as to how all of this works and where you got the idea from.
Well, I gotta say, people always ask me, like, how'd you come up with goat yoga? I didn't come up with it, you know. There's a woman out of Oregon, her name is Lainey Morse, and she is who's considered the founder, originator, goat yoga guru, you know. And she started goat yoga in 2016. So it's been actually a couple years that I've started, you'll see YouTube videos and social media posts about this crazy sensation of goat yoga. And my family has owned goats for years. And so it kind of became a joke where I'd have friends send me YouTube videos and say, "Hey, you should do this." And I'll be honest, I was like, "That's silly. I'm not doing that." You know, or, you know, right now I have a 2 and a 4 year old at home. So if you would have asked me 2 years ago, I'd be like, "I don't have time for that," you know. No, but last fall, I was really trying to think of ways to volunteer or give back to the community. I'm really proud to be from Missouri and from Columbia or mid-Missouri. So I wanted to find ways to give back or share my expertise with my community. And so I was looking at different boards or committees that I could volunteer or run to serve on. And just with having small kids at home, I was having a really hard time finding something that, one, would work for my family, right? And two, that I could fully commit to with having kids at home. So I was just kind of going round and round because I wasn't really finding anything that drew me in. And then I thought, goat yoga. You know, we have goats. We have land. We're in Columbia. So it's kind of the perfect little thing to do. So I can't remember the exact moment that I thought, let's do it. But I did a lot of research and thought, this is something cool that we could do that would really be beneficial for people and kind of give back to the community.
No doubt about it. I'm kind of curious. You were telling me how many goats that you had earlier. It's about 12 goats out on the farm, isn't that right?
So I've got 12 goat yoga goats. So they're mini dwarf goats. But then we also have a couple hundred larger breed goats that are grazing goats. And we actually, my parents have a business called Goats on the Go, where organizations or individuals can hire them to bring the goats out if they have pesky overgrown areas or brush or poison ivy or anything like that that needs to be mowed down, if you will. And they don't want to spray pesticides or chemicals So that's been really exciting. But we have a couple hundred goats for that. But those goats are probably over 100 pounds. And I know doing goat yoga, you wouldn't want a 100-pound goat climbing on your back. So we have special goats that are goat yoga celebrities.
Nice.
Wow. Yeah.
And they're little baby goats that participate in the goat yoga. Just kind of tell us how people react, the first time folks taking the yoga classes, how they react to the goats and how the goats react to them.
So whenever we open the gates and people start going in and setting up their yoga mats, I immediately start hearing giggles and people laughing or surprise noises. People are surprised at how friendly they are. Every goat has a little bit of a different personality. So some of them are really curious and they want to know if you have food or if you have something that they can nibble on. Others kind of take a minute and they want to kind of get to know you and they kind of scope you out before they're going to just climb right up in your lap, if you will. So people immediately are just laughing and smiling, and that's one of the benefits of goat yoga that is maybe a little unexpected. So with yoga, you think about, obviously, we all know the benefits of yoga, right? The physical and spiritual aspect of yoga. But it's proven that if you introduce an animal into an activity, it releases this whole other hormones and endorphins in your body that bring joy or make you happy or release stress or things like that. So it's just like if you're having a bad day, someone might say, you need to hold a puppy or something. You know, it's the same kind of idea. And that's one of the things that drew me to goat yoga so much was I know there's places all over where you can go take a yoga class or get a really awesome workout in. But this is introducing a whole nother aspect, and it's that animal-assisted therapy that you hear about. So folks with anxiety or depression really react positively to an animal-assisted therapy. So what really drew me was that, you know, even if you're going through something really difficult, like an illness, the loss of a loved one, a divorce, depression, whatever it may be, goat yoga is not going to solve those problems, but it's definitely going to help people cope with what they're going through. And so that's the piece of it that really drew me. And I've already had people reach out, if they have kids with autism. That's a really big benefit for them. That animal-assisted therapy helps them calm and focus. Same with depression and anxiety. And so I've already had people tell me how happy it makes them. And that's what's interesting about our class is it's not your typical hush, very quiet yoga. Some people are and they're very into it. Some people aren't doing a whole lot of yoga at all, right? They're focused on the goats or they're focused on nature. And so it's really like what are people drawn to? And we just kind of encourage people to kind of focus on what they want and use the time how they want to.
Well, sure. And I know that whenever I saw it on Facebook, it immediately brought a smile to my face. I'm planning to come and visit you, and I'm curious to find out, what kind of clothes do you wear if you're going to do the goat yoga? Should you put on the yoga pants, or what do you do?
You know, you can come in your yoga pants if you want. But no, just wear whatever's comfortable. I've had people come out in like cargo shorts, or some people come out in their full workout attire, a sundress. You know, I've seen kind of all of it. Whatever's comfortable. Some people worry about the yoga aspect and they say, I've never done yoga before. And I will tell you, people are coming out for that too, but they're really coming out for the goats, and they're really coming out to be out there in nature and just to be able to do an activity. So it is for all levels, whether it's beginner, I've never even set foot in a yoga class before, or you're really experienced yogi that you know, wants to try something different or expand their knowledge base of yoga, it's really for everybody. And that's what's cool about it. So wear what you're comfortable in.
And you have a yoga instructor there also, a certified yoga instructor who will help you out with the yoga?
Yeah, so I am not a certified yoga instructor. I'm kind of the goat and farm side of it. So I'm at every class. I actually have a friend, Emily, that helps me out too. She's been a huge component in this project. But her and I are always there, and we're kind of making sure the goats are staying in line, you know.
Sure.
And they're not wandering off or, like I said, chasing a butterfly across the field or something. But then we have a certified licensed yoga instructor that is there teaching the class. She's helping people with, you know, if she notices someone, she does very beginner level, but if she notices someone maybe wants to do something a little more difficult, she's helping them with that. It's funny, the other day, the instructor had a notebook on the floor last weekend on the ground, and one of our goats came up and ripped a page out of her notebook and just ate it within a matter of moments. So kind of the whole my dog ate my homework kind of mentality. So that's what's kind of fun about it, is they do so many unexpected things. Just makes people laugh. And then if you've never held a goat before, it's just kind of a really cool experience. They're just so sweet.
I'm so looking forward to this. I can tell you that. Tell folks how they can get involved with this, where they can look at if they want to get involved with a class and when the next classes are coming up.
Yeah. So we've got a couple different ways that folks can reach out. We've got goatyoga.net. is where you can go and click on Columbia, Missouri, and that'll take you right to our webpage with all of our events. We're actually getting ready to post events for September and October into the fall, so I'm really excited about that. Pumpkins and mums, and it's just, I love fall.
Yes.
So it's going to be a fun time. We have sunset classes, which are really cool. Right around sunset, you can be doing your yoga, holding a baby goat, watching the sun go down. It's really calming, listening to the frogs and watching the fireflies in the field. It's just a great experience. And then we also have some Saturday morning classes that we do as well. So a great way to start your Saturday and your weekend.
Yes, definitely.
So, you can go to goatyoga.net and look at events there. We also are on Facebook, and we're Goat Yoga of Mo. So look up Goat Yoga of Mo and like our page, and then you can be updated on events as they're posted and all the time. The other thing that I might mention that, so we have classes that the public can just sign up, buy a ticket, and come. But then one thing that's really big with the Goat Yoga is private events.
Mm-hmm.
So whether it's a birthday party or bachelorette party, you want to do something different before you hit the night out on the town. We can do that, have some drinks, and have a good time. But also corporate wellness is a really big aspect. So businesses are really focused on employee wellness and encouraging employees to take that time to decompress and let go of that stress. And so we have had organizations reach out to us about doing a special event just for their employees. So it's kind of cool, something fun that an organization can do that really everyone can do. So that's an idea. We also, one thing I don't think we talked about, Matt, was that the goats, we can actually bring the goats to people.
Mm.
So if an organization said, hey, we're doing this fundraiser, we're doing this and that, can you come? We have this nice grassy area. We can make that happen, and we could bring the goats to you. If that's easier too. So just a lot of opportunity. I think the opportunities are kind of endless, what we can do, but these goats can be mobile too and travel a little bit.
Well, I'm hoping that you will come back and visit with us again. And
I'm so mad I didn't bring a goat today.
I really wanted to ask you about it, but I didn't know if it was possible. So I am definitely...
Anything's possible.
I really want you to come back onto the show here in a month or so and, you know, maybe bring a goat with you. And we've got a nice lake out back with a lot of grass out there. I think it'll be perfect.
I would love that.
Well, thank you for your time this morning, making the trip over to Mexico. Calexico, and I know that you're going to do great with this, and you're doing good things here.
Can't
this is great.
Can't wait to see you at a class.
Oh, I'm going to be there soon. Thank you so much, Miss Jessica Baker with the Goat Yoga of Missouri, Goat Yoga of Mo, our live guest here this morning on the MI Wake Morning Show on AM 1340 KXEO.